Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So we're going to talk about sabbaticals today because Stephanie has created this new schedule that she is following, and we're actually going to kind of do a deep dive into what a sabbatical looks like, how long a sabbatical is, what is involved in taking a sabbatical, and maybe like really what is it?
Exactly.
And do we have to take them, or is there a way to incorporate sabbaticals into our everyday life?
Yep.
That's a good one.
So for you, Stephanie, why don't you tell us like how you decide how you were going to set up your year?
Okay. So I've been meeting with Tiffany Staley for about a year now. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday we would meet, but she takes mini sabbaticals, and she actually got this idea from a guy named Sean West. And what they do is they take mini sabbaticals, so like every 7 weeks, you take 7 days. So it's kind of like, you know, if we look at our daily life or our weekly life, we're supposed to work 6 days, take the seventh day and rest. So it's kind of taking it that extra step, work 7 weeks, take 7 days. So I designed this whole year last year so that I could every 7 week take 7 days off. And really it works out more than 7 days, because come that Friday at 5 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know, I turn out of office and actually have the out of office going. And so I took my first one in January, and I got to tell you, I was like super nervous about it, because can I actually take time off? And these girls, they were nervous for me. They were like, she's not going to make it.
I know she has a spreadsheet to plan out her days.
And I did. I wrote down like all the things that I could possibly do during my sabbatical to not actually work. Like,
that's hilarious.
For me, work is sitting down at the computer and doing stuff for other people. And so when I phrase it like that, what's it mean to do stuff for me? And outside world, outside of me, it still looks like work, because I'm still doing stuff. Like I'm painting, I'm developing a list of galleries that I want to access, but all of that's my self-serving and it's not serving other people. So that's kind of how I look at the sabbatical. And I was able to do it. I almost didn't make it one day, because I signed up for a workshop from Joanne Mangie. Mm-hmm. She's another animal artist. And because, you know, it's always great to learn from other people. Mm-hmm. You're always going to learn something new. So I was taking the workshop from her, and I was sitting down at the Zoom call and, you know, sitting in front of my computer. And I have my computer set up to where when I open up my Chrome, 4 tabs automatically to open up. And it's like my Pinterest, Kajabi, my Google My Business, and LinkedIn. So those 4 tabs pop up, and the first one I see is Pinterest. I'm like, oh, how are my Pinterest ads doing? And I started like to write down the conversion things. And I'm, oh no.
You can't do that.
I wasn't supposed to do that, because that would have led to a whole little rabbit hole of fixing stuff and tweaking. And so it was a little bit of a challenge to not work. And Julie's actually told me before that I'm a workaholic, because I would rather work on, you know, A, B, and C than go kayaking with the family,
right?
Which I did do that. And so it was, yeah. So for me, the sabbaticals are more about focusing on things that are self-serving. Mm-hmm. And kind of refilling that cup instead of filling everybody else's cup.
There you go.
And so then that led me to the question of, why are you not trying to do something self-serving every week?
Yeah.
Why are you waiting 7 weeks? Like for me, I'd get all bottled up, and I need to do something for myself.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing something for myself, then I'm not serving others well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get everybody's different, but I am intrigued at the idea of the sabbatical thing. And it just so happens that for the first 6 months of this year, I'm taking a week every month for myself. It's just the way that it's ended up.
And I am secretly jealous. And
that's a long story why that that's a long story why that's happened. But it has. And I also know how hard it is to come back from a week off.
Yeah.
And get back into the flow of things. So I'm asking the question, like, why are you not doing something for yourself every week? Mm. Why are you waiting 7 weeks to do something for yourself? Mm-hmm. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but like, don't you need...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But don't you need, like, what am I trying to say? Like, I'm at a loss for words today.
Then I need to
deny yourself.
Right.
Refill my cup more frequently.
Right. Refill your cup more frequently so that you, because you did jump back in, even though I know it took you a couple of days to get back into the groove with all these fresh ideas and all that. Would you not want to feel that in more often?
Yeah. And I think after the sabbatical, I did realize that, because my husband said the same thing. He's like, you know, you can do this anytime you want.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Your business. And I have, I think, gotten a little bit better about it this past time, because I am taking more time listening to what I actually want to do. So, like, for example, last Friday, I didn't do any actual work. Mm-hmm. When I say work, that's sitting at the computer doing something for everybody else. Instead, I started 6 paintings. And to everybody else in the outside world, that seems like work. But for me, it's not.
Right.
It's me, the paintbrush, the TV.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like me. Like, I sit down and with my laptop in front of the TV, I have a show on, and mm-hmm. I'm doing little things here. I may be, you know, answering emails or drawing or whatever. I mean, I'm doing something, but I'm also doing something for myself.
Yeah.
Just kind of chilling a little bit to slow the brain down.
And I know for this last, like, it was a couple of weeks ago, the cedar trees are pollinating, and I've been like really sick from the pollen. And there was one day I was just like super depressed. I was like, because I couldn't do anything. I wasn't thinking clearly. I was exhausted and just, you know, sneezing my head off, and it was just miserable. And so you know, that misery kind of brings you down. You're just like, my life sucks. What am I going to do? I need to have more fun. And I'm like, so I took decided to sign back up for tennis. And so now I've been playing tennis a couple times a week. And that's totally for me. I don't, you know, I'm not serving anybody out there.
Well, and that's the thing. I was looking at the definition of sabbatical, and it's an intentional break.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love that you're doing it like every 6 weeks, you're taking the 7th off, but I like it now that you're definitely taking breaks during the week, like with your tennis or whatever, and like watching a movie last night, you know, things like that. Like,
I mean, so you kind of answer my question, like, now, because you did take that week off, you're learning to fit more time for you to refill that cup, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Each week.
And I know you guys laughed when I wrote down that list. I had like a huge list.
I was like, oh my God.
They were like, that's not a sabbatical. But it was a reminder of, here's all the things that you like to do. Mm-hmm. And like, I picked up crocheting again. And because I started a project for my son, like when he was probably about 2 years old, and I pulled out the afghan, and it was just like layer of dust on it. And maybe that's what gave me allergies. I don't know. But
could have been. Yeah. Could have been part of it.
But it was kind of rediscovering the things that I can do with myself. You know, even I found that instead of getting up early in the morning, I would stay up at night doing the writing and reading. And I actually picked up magazines to read. It was just, I don't know. And when I did get back to the work, it took me like 3 days to get back into it before I could feel the groove again. But then it came a time, I was like, okay, I need a break. And I'm starting to see that more.
Yeah.
See,
so
I
that's
like
interesting. Yeah.
I think it's good because I think that intent, I feel like it's an intentional mm-hmm. break from your work or whatever to give you, to concentrate on yourself and to give yourself joy or mm-hmm. to, you know, catch up on things.
Mm-hmm. I got my hair cut.
Yeah. And things like that, like concentrate on yourself. But I do think that there are ways to take, like Julie was thinking, like, why do we wait to take these things? Why are we always the last?
Right.
Yeah.
And exactly. I think women, this is probably a whole nother thing, but I think women do that more so than men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a big thing with like empty nesters.
Right.
Like they and women who work for their kids all the time. As soon as they're off to college, they don't know what their self-worth is.
Yeah.
And
well, and I mean, and I, when I took, ended up being a, I mean, I guess you could call it a sabbatical, but yeah. it was vacation to Mexico by myself. I mean, I was like, oh my God, I did not know how much I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
After caring for my mom and dealing with her death and caring for the kids and juggling everything. And, you know, we need to take more time for ourselves. And so I even came back from that and I'm still reading. I'm trying, you know, because mm-hmm. I read like, I finished three books and read three or four more. And I think it's a good reminder mm-hmm. when you take those, when you cut that off. I painted just to paint. And yeah, I mean, it's just, there's so many good things that can come out of taking that time for ourselves. And we become a better person.
I remember before that you had some major mom guilt going.
Well, I did. Oh, yeah. And in fact, the kids are just like, you know, they don't understand. Like, why do you need to be away from us? Because I'm going to strangle you. But, you know, and they don't understand that yet. But I hope in some sense, especially the two girls that I'm teaching them, that, you know, you do need to take time for yourself. You've got to recharge yourself. You know, we have so much battery and we need to recharge it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, what do you say to someone who is listening to us and they're like, they get a week off? Like, how? There's no way.
How are they doing that? Yeah.
I mean, they might be have a full-time job and they're doing art right. part-time, and then they have a family and they have kids in soccer and they have kids right. in basketball and baseball and this and that, and they're
well.
And there's just like, how do you find time to take, even if it is like a micro sabbatical, an hour,
yeah,
you know, a weekend or something? What do you guys suggest?
I will say, like, when I took my week for myself, like by day three or four, probably by the end of day three. So let's just say day four, I felt good. Like I felt like my old self again. I felt better. Like I didn't need the whole week. It was just the way that certificate and everything worked, was it was a week. And I'm glad I had the week. I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. saying I'm not, but even if you can get a day to mm-hmm. make yourself a spa treatment or
go get your hair cut without children.
Right. Without children. Right. Or go get a pedicure and a manicure with no one. Just mm-hmm. like, just go and take those couple hours, even if just squeeze in what you can squeeze in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be thankful that you got some time to decompress. The thing about it is, while you're doing that, don't be on your phone. Mm-hmm. Listen mm-hmm. to a meditation. Listen to one of your favorite podcasts that you never get to do. Read a book for an hour. Just go sit at a park.
I had a friend that would, every weekend she would try and like have like spa time to herself, but that was basically locking the bathroom door so that kids didn't come in. And she said it took like a couple of weeks, because it was just like once a week and the kids would be banging on the door. They're like, mom, what are you doing? Why are you locking us out? And she's like, go see your dad.
Yeah.
Go get your dad. You know? And she's like, by like the third or fourth time, they were like, hey, here's like this. You could listen to this, mommy. And like she kind of started training them.
Yeah. Well, you think about
this, is my time. I'm only going to be there for like less than an hour. Cause like the water gets cold.
You know? Right, right.
I was like, I'm just in there for a minute. But she said, like, after a couple of months, like, that was her time. The kids understood it. And
mm-hmm. I like that.
You know,
I do too.
And so she just had like this alone time. And she was like, yeah. She was the first day, you know, the first week when they like weren't knocking on the door or sliding stuff under the door or, you know, like, you know, you get the fingers coming. She was like, I wonder if they're okay. What are they doing? You know, it's like,
I mean, if you think about it, we've trained them to be so dependent on us as women.
That's true.
We've got, and so like, I've been working hard at, you know, I've got one that has very bad anxiety and some other issues. And, you know, I've been trying to train her that it's not just mom. Like, you have a dad. Mm-hmm. He's just as capable as I am. May not be as sensitive as I am.
But well, and you have a sister and an older brother.
Right.
You've got people here that will help you.
It just takes some training. Mm-hmm. And I know by, you know, whatever time that I'm by myself again, that event, it'll get that much easier for them.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Because I'm the one that's responsible for training them for the dependence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have that problem, you know, when Ben was in Afghanistan and then he went to Iraq, the kids got so used to coming to me for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they still do. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. you know, you just walked right by dad to ask me that question.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, because John's been working at home. I've been retraining them that, you know,
go bother your dad.
You just walk past your dad. Why do you have to come all the way up here? Mm-hmm. You know, and then for a while with him home, the kids would come and ask me to do something and then go do it. And they'd be like, well, where's JP? Oh, he went with so-and-so. Well, he didn't come ask me. So now it's like, okay, that's great. You asked me, but you need to go ask your dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to train them that, you know, you don't just ask me. Mm-hmm. You can go ask him too.
Mm-hmm. Back to like your question and one of you guys about, you know, back when you work, like, so you're working full time. Mm-hmm. You also wanting to be an artist. Yep. You've got kids. So back when I was in corporate, you know, I would travel with my job. I would leave out on Sunday, come back on Thursday. That means I had Friday to square some things around at work. And then it's weekend time. And so there was very little time for me. I think that's also a lot of the time when I when I started drinking a lot is because I started trying to find that time for me. And I would not recommend that, folks. So, you know, you got to find things that you enjoy and train your kids and family like what your friend did. Mm-hmm. Train them to give you that time. I mean, I know another friend of mine, she'll actually go to the movie theater once a month just by herself.
Oh, my gosh.
Sit there with a bag of popcorn or whatever, watching some chick flick.
And don't have to share anything. Yes. Buy whatever she wants.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, just little things like that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a whole vacation or a whole week. It's just,
It can be the 30 minutes in the tub
an
hour at the movie or 2 hours at the movie theater.
This is terrible. So my brother, when he wanted to, he had a terrible ex-wife and who was always up in his business. He learned to play the bagpipes to drive everybody away. So you could do that too.
Okay. Hello. This is going out to people.
He knows what he did. He's not going to listen to it. But yeah, he learned to play the bagpipes to drive people away.
That's hilarious.
That is so funny. So,
does he still know how to play them?
No. But yeah, I mean, learn how to play the flute and put on some noise canceling headphones and you'll be good to go.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny. That cracks
that
me
is,
up.
That is, yeah, that is classic.
So whether or not you're taking a whole week off or a month or a year, because usually some sabbaticals are long ones, but even if you can get 30 minutes to yourself a week, do it.
Yeah.
Especially
reflect, journal, do whatever you need to do just to find you.
Yeah. Refill your spirit. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Refill your spirit. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't serve from an empty glass.
Yep.
That's true. Yeah. So let us know what you guys do on your sabbaticals or how do you take time to yourself? Comment and let us know. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.